AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A rally is underway at the South Carolina Capitol. People demanding the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the State House grounds. The Reverend Nelson B. Rivers III is with the National Action Network.
Here we are, standing at the Capitol of South Carolina. One more time. The usual suspects, joined by some more suspects. And we've come to say we're past due time.
The 21-year-old suspect in the shooting deaths of nine people inside Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, Dylan Roof, has been seen in photos holding the Confederate flag. But Paul Graham with the South Carolina Sons of the Confederate Veterans says the flag should not be confused with what Roof is accused of doing.
The tragic thing about all this is that the innocent and the guilty are being wrapped up in one flag.
In Virginia, Governor Terry McAuliffe moving to have the Confederate flag banished from state vanity license plates. A Mississippi legislative leader has proposed removing the battle flag from the state flag. Lawmakers in Tennessee are demanding that a bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, be removed from the Senate chamber. A grim milestone in Iraq. The UN says more than 3 million people have been displaced in the 18 months of fighting with the Islamic State group. The UN says more than 250,000 people were forced out of their homes in just the past 2 months in Anbar province amid the fighting for the provincial capital of Ramadi. A check of 79 different studies finds that medical marijuana has not been proven to work for many illnesses for which state laws have been approved for it. While the pot seems to work for chronic pain and muscle stiffness and multiple sclerosis, the authors say evidence is weak for many other conditions, including anxiety, sleep disorders, and Tourette's syndrome. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7. The Nasdaq has dropped 4. This is AP Radio News. Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. and China may have disagreements, but the two have to work together.
We have to keep at it day after day after day after day. This relationship is just too important. Not only we depend on it, but the world depends on our mutual success.
Biden speaking at the start of the annual U.S.-China Security and Economic Dialogue, which takes place amid growing tensions over cyber theft and other issues. New England quarterback Tom Brady is meeting with Commissioner Roger Goodell at NFL headquarters in New York as he appeals a 4-game suspension for his part in the use of deflated footballs in last season's AFC Championship game. AP correspondent Rachel Cohen reports Goodell is not likely to make an immediate decision on that appeal.
We're not sure when we'll get the ruling. Obviously, the Patriots would like to hear before the start of training camp, so they'll know what the quarterback situation is going into practice.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.